for money.
हरिः ओम्
ओम् नमो पाणिनि कात्यायन पतञ्जलिभ्यः शब्दविद्या सम्प्रदायकर्तृभ्यः परमऋषिभ्यो महद्भ्यो नमो गुरुभ्यः अपि अपि सन्निहितोऽत्र कुलपतिः प्रश्न अपि यूस्ड् इन् क्वश्चन् अपि आल्सो अपि मीन्स् आल्सो बट् नाट् हियर् हियर् अपि ईस् ए क्वश्चन् అప్యగ్రణేర్మంత్రకృతృషీణం కుశాగ్రబుద్ధే కుశలీ గురుస్తే వి హవ్ సీన్ దాట్ అపి క్రియార్థం సులభం సమిత్కుశం దిస్ ఇస్ ఫ్రమ్ కుమార సంభవ దిస్ ఈ శివా కమ్స్ టు టెస్ట్ పార్వతీ పార్వతీ ఈస్ డూయింగ్ ఆస్టెరిటీస్ తపస్ సో శివా కమ్స్ టు టెస్ట్ హర్ సో హీ ఆస్క్స్ హర్ Oh, you are doing great tapas. I came to know that you are your austerities are the most severe, more severe than anybody else's austerities around. How are you doing and all that? Then he asks, for doing puja, etc., are you getting the required objects like kushagras and all that? Are you getting them properly? A question. She says, yes, yes. Then you are doing a very great penance, what could be the reason for it? So like that he asks. So that is how the Vajjavasarga story continues. This is from there. Then api means a little. Very interesting. Api means a little. Sarpisho pisyat, madhuno pisyat, yeah. Very interesting, you know. You see, it is like let us have ghee also. Rice is put, let us have ghee also. Where that also means a little. Similarly here, sarpisho api syat, sarpishaha api shashti, a little of sarpish should be there. Madhuno api syat, a little of madhu, madhu is honey, should be there. Sarpish is a ghee, I think. దెన్ థర్డ్ మీనింగ్ ఇస్ కామచారానుజ్ఞ పర్మిషన్ టు యూ డూ వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ లైక్ దట్ ఈస్ ది మీనింగ్ కామచారానుజ్ఞ యూ డూ వాట్ ఎవర్ యూ లైక్ ఇన్ దట్ మీనింగ్ దే యూస్ అపి అపి సించ అపి స్టుహి సో దిస్ పర్సన్ ఆస్క్డ్ షల్ ఐ వాటర్ ది ప్లాంట్స్ ఇన్ ది గార్డెన్ or shall I chant the mantras? He said, you do whatever you like. Api sincha, api stuhi. Api sincha, you feel like adding water to watering the plants, go and do that. Api stuhi, you feel like sitting and chanting the mantras, do that. Api sincha, api stuhi. Then, fourth, sambhavana, possibility. It is possible. Api nama kulapate riyam. అసవర్ణ క్షేత్ర సంభవా సత్ అగైన్ సేమ్ ప్రాబ్లమ్ ఇస్ ఇస్ దుష్యంతాస్ ప్రాబ్లమ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ వెరీ పికూలియర్ ప్రాబ్లమ్ హీ ఫెల్ ఇన్ లవ్ విత్ దిస్ యంగ్ లేడీ అండ్ సో నౌ హీ హ్యాస్ టు అప్రోచ్ టు మ్యారీ హర్ అండ్ హీస్ ది కింగ్ అండ్ ఆల్సో ధర్మా షుడ్ నాట్ బి వైలేటెడ్ అండ్ ధర్మా ఈజ్ టైడ్ విత్ క్యాస్ట్ ది బర్త్ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్ సో ఇఫ్ she is the daughter of Kandva. He asks, whose daughter she is? Then Anasuya and Priyamada, one of them tells, she is the daughter of Kandva Maharshi. Kandva is the Kulapati. He is the head of the Rishis. And he is a Brahmana. My goodness. Is she the daughter of Kandva? Then she becomes a Brahmana Yuvati, whom he cannot marry. Therefore the chance is not there. It's a heartbreak. He cannot marry. But suppose she is the daughter of Kanva, not in a Brahmana Yuvati, in a Brahmana Stri, but suppose Kanva married a lady of another caste, not Brahmana, maybe Kshatriya, maybe Vaishya, or whatever. Then he can marry her. Because now she is not Brahmana, you know. She is mixed. And therefore not Brahmana. Therefore he can marry her. And finally he comes to know that she is not the biological child of Kanva himself. And then whose child she is? She is the child of Menaka. That is Vishwamitra. That is Kshatriya. My God, this is great. But till that point comes, all doubts on that. Therefore, here the doubt is, maybe she is the daughter of Kanva, born to a non-Brahmin woman. Maybe, in which case I can go ahead and marry her. So, apinama kulapate he yam asavarna kshetra sambhava syat. Kulapate he asavarna kshetra sambhava. Kshetra is the wife, not of the same varna, asavarna, not of the same varna. Therefore, wife is not Brahmana. Means he can marry. A Brahmana can marry a non-Brahmana. That is allowed. And therefore, the daughter or the son will not be Brahmana, will be less than Brahmana. Like in Jews also it is like that. If the mother is a Jew, father is not a Jew, then the child is not a Jew, or the child is a Jew, whatever.
Child is a Jew if the mother is a Jew.
Mother is a Jew, then he is a Jew. But if father is a Jew, mother is not a Jew, then he is not a Jew. Jews are also like that. That's why if you are a Jew, you can straight away become Israel's citizen. You can go to Israel and apply. There you have to put all the certificates that you are a Jew. And so the established rabbis have to certify that you are a Jew. And then they cannot reject it. Constitution is like that. Constitution. They cannot reject it. He has to be given Israeli citizenship. First grant him citizenship. Then he can vote, he can have a piece of land, all that will come to him. That is the constitution of Israel. But if he is not a Jew, then he cannot become a citizen of Israel by right. Then Israel has to grant him a citizenship. Generally they won't grant. Suppose he is a person who has done a great service to the Jew. Then they give him a designation called Friend of Jews. Friend, Mitra. That is the designation there. Vishwamitra came like that only. Vishwamitra is a title. He is the friend of everybody. That is the title given to him. Similarly, Jews give a similar title. Schindler, you know, Schindler, he is given a title, Friend of Jews. Friend of Jewish nation or whatever. Friend only, not citizen. So, they are very strict. So, that kind of a thing. Fortunately, or whatever, in Hinduism it is not like that anymore now. But Jews are still like that.
Many went from India back to Israel, not back. They were born and
they are Jews, Cochin Jews went back to Israel.
Yeah, many. Even from Maharashtra.
Yeah, okay.
There are about 400-500 families from Maharashtra which became directly citizen of Israel.
They have become citizens directly and they can migrate.
Migrated.
They are living in Beer Sheba. I went to Beer Sheba and met them. They live there. They are from India.
They have their separate kibbutz,
but they are Jews and they are part of the Jewish nation. Therefore, asavarna kshetra sambhava. If biological father may be Kanva, but mother may be not Brahmana, in which case I still have a chance.
Maybe I should ask it here itself. There seems to be a taboo on one side, and the same side, these other possibilities also exist. So what is this? It's a contradiction. He's so worried about not marrying a Brahmana. But at the same time, there is a possibility that he knows that there will be a lady who may be born of mother who is not Brahmana. So
Kanva can marry a non-Brahmana woman. It is allowed.
A Brahmana can marry
a non-Brahmana.
But Kshatriya cannot
marry. Cannot marry Brahmana.
So that is why it is like that. Okay.
Kshatriya can marry Vaishya. Kshatriya cannot marry a Brahmana woman.
Now I understand.
Brahmana can marry a Kshatriya woman.
Because in today's society it became the way, that's how I was thinking, that Kshatriya doesn't marry Brahmana nor Vaishya.
Their society is different, but in those days, a kshatriya like Dushyanta cannot marry Shakuntala if she happens to be the biological daughter of Kanva and another Brahmana stri. If she is 100% Brahmana, he cannot marry. If she is 50% Brahmana, he can marry. That is his hope. That's why api asavarna kshatra sambhavasyat ho sakta hai ki, that is api. Maybe she is born to him in a wife who is not of the same caste. Hopefully. Anyway, his wish is fulfilled all the way. So, then apinama rama bhadraha punarapi idam vanamalam kuriyat. You see, Rama went to the forest and came back to Ayodhya. So somebody in Kishkindha is saying, maybe Hanuman or Sugriva or whatever, maybe Rama will come back here at this place and he will visit this place one more time, maybe, hopefully. Apinama, okay? Api and Apinama, one and the same. It is in the meaning of Sambhavana, means it guess. Then Samuchaya, means this and that. That is the Samuchaya. Asti me sodarasnehopi eteshu Shakuntala. So I don't know the context. For me, there is also the brotherly love towards these people. Towards these people. Whosoever it is. Sodarasneha api asti. Whatever is there already is there. In addition to that, sodarasneha is also there. The love of a brother is also there. Vishnu Sharmanapi Pathitaste Rajaputraha. So those Rajaputras were taught by Vishnu Sharma also. Many people taught them earlier, and now Vishnu Sharma also taught them. Then api means if you desire something like that. Api dhanvantarirvaidya kinkaroti gatayushi. Api means even if. See, even if Dhanvantari himself comes and does vaidya, perform, gives him treatment, if his ayurdaya is not there, what Dhanvantari will do? Some statement. That's why treatment is never for prolonging life. That is silly. Treatment is for reducing the pain of suffering, pain of the disease, so that the quality life one can lead. It is not for prolonging life. This prolonging life is, I don't know, it is not considered very worthy thing. The quality of life must be there. What will they do with prolonged life? In this country they do that. Prolonging life. 10 months he is living, but if he takes this drug, he will live 12 months. So it prolongs life by 2 months. Therefore, Medicare you apply. Like that. Cancer medicines, they are sold like that. What will he do with those 2 months?
Additional pain
only. But we have a nice attitude. Ayurdayam is fixed. He has to live this much. And just by prolonging what you get out of it, his ayurdaya is over and he will die. Even if Dhanvantari comes, he will die. That is the idea.
What is that word, ayurdaya?
Daya,
what is the
Daya? Is his share.
Adaya.
No, not Adaya, Daya. Daya is Upasarga.
Daya.
Daya
is share.
Share, yeah. Daya Bhaga. Share. Daya is a share. Dayada.
Dayada lantern.
Dayam Atti. It is Dayada. Daya is the share. He is a share in time. That is Ayur Daya. So to emphasis, vidhurapi vidhiyogat grasyate rahunasau. He is vidhu, even, that is the meaning, even, emphasis, you know. Even the moon is consumed by Rahu. This moon, he is very glorious to Devata and all that, but even he is eaten away by this serpent called Rahu. So Rahu, the serpent eating, is a story, Puranic story. And it should be taken as symbolic. It should not be taken literally. Right? It should not be taken literally. It should be taken as symbolic. So wherever you find it, you have to take it as symbolic. It should not be taken as literally. But unfortunately, quite some people take it literally. Very unfortunate.
It is just the shadow, right?
Rahu means? Rahu is shadow. But they make a form which is like serpent. And so that came from the Puranic version, you know.
But Rahu word has got anything to do with the chaya, shadow?
Rahu means the word is, the word how it came, Rahu means selection obstacle. Something related to that. We have to see the word more of it. So even moon cannot escape. They're even. That api, vidhurapi. Apigra, this is from Uttara Ramacharita. Yeah. Apigra varoditya pidalati vajrasya hrudayam. You see, when the suffering of Sita is there, it is as though apigrava roditi, even the stone is crying. Apidalati vajrasya hrudayam. The heart of the diamond, vajra, vajra means very hard, you know, it's a heart, it is falling. Means the heart is broken for the diamond. Even for the diamond, the heart is broken. Even the stone is crying. That much suffering Sita has suffered. That is what the poet says. Apigrava roditya pidalati vajrasya hrudayam. There are, api is an emphasis. Even the stone, even the diamond. Yuyamapi anena karmana parishrantaha. This is Shakuntalam. You are also tired by this work. Whatever it is, some context. Yuyamapi, even you are also even you are tired by this work. Next, 8. Yeah. You see, the kavis, the poets use virodhabhasa. There api is used. Virodha is a contradiction. Virodhabhasa is apparent contradiction but not real contradiction. If a real contradiction is there, it is called virodha. But it is not real. It is apparent. You see, while writing a poem, you cannot put real contradiction in the poem. You should not put real contradiction. Right? Suppose you say Rama is good as well as bad. That is that kind of contradiction you cannot put. So, but the poets, what they do, they use pun, slesha, and they create a contradiction, virodha. And use the pun, the contradiction is gone. Therefore, the virodha which you have felt, it is only an abhasa, it is not real. So indicate all of this, they use api. If you see the example, you will know. For virodha bhasa, general example given is agajanana padmarkam, gajanana mahadvisham. There api is not there, but virodha is there. Virodha is not there, virodha bhasa is there. You cannot put virodha into a verse, you know. It is like saying self-contradictory statement. That is not valid. A poet cannot say contradictory statements. A poet says a statement which appears contradictory, apparently, superficially, but when you examine it, there is no contradiction. Oh, this is very beautiful. That is alankara. Virodha bhasa alankara. Anekadantam bhaktanam ekadantam upasmahe. He is anekadanta and he is ekadanta. Oh, what is that? Anekadam. తమ్ భక్త దిస్ ఇస్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ దరిద్ర విరోధాభాస దట్ బికమ్స్ అలంకార అండ్ అపి ఇండికేట్స్ దాట్ దట్ ఈస్ గివెన్ వెరీ వెల్ నౌ యూ లుక్ అట్ ది ఎగ్జాంపుల్స్ ఖర్వామపి అఖర్వ పరాక్రమాం యా సో ఖర్వామపి అఖర్వ పరాక్రమాం షీ ఇస్ ఖర్వ బట్ నాట్ ఖర్వ అఖర్వ షీ ఇస్ ఖర్వ బట్ నాట్ ఖర్వ ఖర్వ మీన్స్ డ్వార్ఫ్ స్మాల్ షీ ఇస్ స్మాల్ బట్ నాట్ స్మాల్ విరోధ బట్ విరోధ ఇస్ నిగేటెడ్ హౌ షీ ఇస్ స్మాల్ ఫిజికల్లీ బట్ హర్ పరాక్రమ ఇస్ బిగ్ దెర్ఫోర్ దెర్ ఇస్ నో విరోధ నౌ బట్ యూ లిజన్ ఇమీడియట్లీ ఖర్వ ఖర్వామపి అఖర్వ అరే షీ ఇస్ ఖర్వ అండ్ ఆల్సో అఖర్వ హౌ కెన్ దట్ బి విరోధ బట్ అఖర్వ పరాక్రమ విరోధ ఇస్ శ్యామామపి యశస్సుమూహ శ్వేతీకృత త్రిభువనాం సీ వాట్ దీస్ పోయట్స్ సే ద కీర్తి యశస్ ద ఫేమ్ ఈజ్ వైట్ దట్ ఈస్ హౌ దే సే ఫేమ్ ఈజ్ వైట్ ఓకే నౌ షీ ఈజ్ నాట్ వైట్ షీఈస్ నాట్ బ్లాక్ శ్యామ షీ ఈజ్ ఆన్ ది బ్లాక్ సైడ్ నాట్ వైట్ శ్యామ ఈవెన్ మేఘ సందేశం కాళిదాస సేస్ షీజ్ శ్యామ తన్వి శ్యామ షీ శ్యామ అండ్ సో దట్ ఈస్ హౌ హీ డిస్క్రైబ్స్ సో షీజ్ ఆన్ ది ఆన్ ది ఆన్ ది బ్లాక్ సైడ్ నాట్ ఫెయిర్ సైడ్ బట్ ఆన్ ది బ్లాక్ సైడ్ బట్ హర్ హర్ యశస్ made the all the directions white means her kirti is everywhere that is the main thing so once you understand the convention that the kirti is presented as white there is no contradiction but immediately after hearing without looking into all those details you hear a contradiction shyamamapi yashas samoha shveti karata tribhuvanam She is a Shyama, but her yashas made all the world white. Even Parvati is originally Shyama. This is how the stories are. She was originally Shyama, a bit black. And once Shiva made fun of her, oh, black woman, like that. And then she was hurt by that. And then she did perform penance. Now Brahmadeva appeared. And you are the mother of the universe. What boon can I give to you? I do need a boon. What is that? I want to look fair. Okay, you are fair now. So she is Gauri, you know. That is how the name Gauri came. Gauri means very fair looking. So Shyama became Gauri. This is the story. Now, Shiva, okay, I love you.
So what was the idea of beauty? Was it to look Shama or to look Gaura?
In that what story, is it is Gauri is the meaning of beauty. Gauri is beauty. But Kalidasa did not look at it like that. Yaksha, he describes his beloved. Ultimately, he says his beloved is Shyama. Tanvi Shyama.
So is it more like anybody who is from north wants to be black and anybody who is from south wants
something
to be
like
white?
Something like that. Kalidasa is from Madhya Pradesh. He chose Shyama.
Yeah, because they are Gauravarna.
Tanvi Shyama. He describes in a very beautiful way and throws this word Shyama. Shikharitashana Pakva Bimba Dharoshti మధ్యేక్షామా స్తోక నమ్ర సంథింగ్ ఈస్ దే సో వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ వర్స్ సో లైక్ దట్ హీ డిస్క్రైబ్స్ హీ జస్ట్ డిస్క్రైబ్స్ హర్ అస్ శ్యామ వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ ఈవెన్ శ్యామలా శ్యామలా దండకం షీజ్ శ్యామ That's why she is called Shyamala. Shyama is Shyamala. And then she became Gauri. Purana. So take it lightly. Then it is always used with Kim Shabda. When it is used with Kim Shabda, uncertainty is the meaning. Kopi, somebody whom we do not know. Kapi, some lady whom we do not know. Kimapi, something which we do not know. In that sense, it is used. Quite often it is used. Yeah, this is, I know this. Yatishajati padarthanantarah kopi hetuhu nakhalu bahirupadhin vruttayas samshrayante. Verse sounds tough. But if you see the meaning, it is a beautiful meaning. Yatishajati padarthanantarah kopi hetuhu nakhalu bahirupadhin vruttayas samshrayante vikasati hi patangasyodaye pundarikam dravati cha himarashma vudgate chandrakantaha. This is from Uttara Ramacharitam of Bhavabhuti. So he says, padarthan antaraha kopi hetuhu vyatishajati. The things are brought together by some cause which is very intrinsic to them, which we do not know. Antaraha kopi hetuhu padarthan vyatishajati. That cause unknown to us, intrinsic to them, it creates an affinity between padarthas. The love, the affinity between things doesn't always depend upon outward forms. Nakhalu bahirupadhin pretayasam shrayante. Pretayaha, the affinities always do not depend upon the outward forms. Bahirupadhin na samshrayante. A very philosophical statement. Now he gives meaning. Vikasati hi patangasyodaye pundarikam. As the sun rises, the lotus blooms. What is the connection between the two? Outwardly there is no connection. There is some connection between the two. We don't know. Dravati cha himarashma vudgate chandrakantaha. As the moon rises, the Chandrakanta Mani, it oozes out water as though it melts. What is the love between the two? We don't know. The love between Chandrakanta gemstone and the moon, we don't know. The love between sun and the lotus, we don't know. Similarly, I feel a love for these two boys. I don't know what could be the reason. That is what Rama says about Lava and Kusha. That is the context. There, yatishajati padarthan antarah kopi hetuhu. Kopi hetuhu. Some unknown, an imaginable cause. Unknown. There api is used. Along with Kim Shabda. This kind of verses in Moka Panchashati, also I don't remember the verse now, very beautiful verses are there. Kapi, Moka Panchashati, you know, Kamakshi, Kapi, Kapi like that. Some, Kamakshi, Kapi, she is something which we do not know what is she, like that the poet describes. Kepi ete pravayasaha tvam didrukshavaha. Yeah. You see, they are telling these elderly people, we don't know who they are. Some of them. Someone. We don't know. They came to see you. Kepi pravayasaha means elderly. Kepi, we don't know who they are. Tvam didrukshavaha. They came to see you. From Uttara Ramacharitam again. This Kepi, Kimapi, Kapi, this comes all the time. Uh, Kimapi also is there. Something which we do not know. Kimapi mahaha. Some tejas. Like that. Tundilam mahaha. The tejas, kimapi, inexpressible. Tundilam, there is a big belief that tejas may protect us. That is about Ganapati. Some poem. Like that, there is a verse.
It is Tundila or Tandila?
Tundila. Tandula. Tandula is different. Tandula is rice. Tundila is belly, the pot belly.
That is Tundila Tanu. That is how the name is.
Tundila Tanu. Pot belly. Abhi. Abhi means a lakshanam, means a chinha, means a mark. Abhi. In the sense of mark, so it is used. Vruksham abhi vidyotate vidyut. So the lightning is shining. Where? Vruksham abhi. The point which is indicated by that tree. Vruksham abhi vidyotate vidyut. Then abhi also ittham bhutakshyana. Just describing the situation as it is. In that sense also abhi is used. Bhutakhyana. How? Sadhar Devadattaha Mataram Abhi. So, Mataram Uddishya Devadattaha Sadhu Abhi. This is the truth. This is how things are. What is that? So, Devadattaha. Devadatta is very kind towards his mother. Then, Abhi also is used in the meaning of Vipsa. Vruksham vruksham abhisinchati. So plant after plant, something like that. Sinchati.
These are the same, the anu in the space.
Anu also, it comes, abhi also it comes. Yeah, abhi also comes in the same meaning. Then abhi, facing. Abhi mukhya, facing. So in that sense abhi comes. How? Agnim abhi shalabhar patanti. So the locusts are falling in the direction of fire, towards the fire, into the fire. Abhyagni shalabha patanti. You can make a samasa also. Agnim abhi. You can make a samasa. Avyayi bhava samasa. It becomes abhyagni. Napumsakalinga it becomes. Avyayam becomes. Then prati.
Prati.
Prati, first meaning is the lakshana. Again, the mark. Vruksham prati vidyotate vidyut. We have seen vrukshamanu, vrukshamabhi, now vruksham prati. Taudampati swam prati rajadhanim prasthapayama savashi vasishtaha. Dilipa Maharaja and Sudakshina. They came to Vasishtha's hermitage to do the service to the cow. And the Surabhi Dhenu gives them blessing that you will have a nice son and all that. Now the service is over now. So, Vashi Vasishtha, the Vasishtha is a great tapasyali. He sent them towards their Rajadhani. So, Tau Rajadhanim prati, swam Rajadhanim prati prasthapayamasa. He made them travel towards their Rajadhani. He sent them towards their capital town. Their prati is used in the meaning of lakshana, towards. So they traveled where? To a place. What is that place? Rajadhanim. That is the place. And that is indicated by prati. Tau Dampati, those two Dampati, that couple. Dampati is Dvivachanam. Dvitiyavibhakti. Tau Dampati, Tau Dvitiyavibhakti, Dampati.
Swamiji, Rajadhani word we understand, but what is that Dhani there?
Yeah, Dhani is Tadhita Prachi. It is coming, I think.
So it's a Tadhita
Prachi, I think so.
In the sense of?
the king's main place, something
like that. But dhani in general is in sense of
capital.
Dhana
is different.
Dhamma, not dhamma, but dhana.
Dhana is also different. Dhani is different. It comes now. Tadita kurcha it. Dhamma is about, that is different. మందౌత్సుక్యోస్మి నగరగమనం ప్రతి ఇది శాకుంతల. సో నౌ టైమ్ హ్యాస్ కమ్ ఫర్ దిలీప టు గో బ్యాక్ టు ది సిటీ. హీ కేమ్ ఫర్ విజిట్ టు ది ఫారెస్ట్. హీ కెనాట్ సిట్ ఇన్ ది ఫారెస్ట్, యూనో హీ హాస్ సో మెనీ వర్క్స్ దేర్ ఇన్ ది సిటీ. హీ ఈజ్ ది కింగ్. నౌ హీ సేస్ అట్ వన్ టైమ్ హీ వాజ్ యాంగ్షియస్ టు గో బ్యాక్ టు ది సిటీ బిఫోర్ సీయింగ్ శకుంతల. But now he says, I don't feel like going back to the city. Nagara gavanam prati, towards going to the city, manda utsukyaha asmi, my enthusiasm has come down. Because Shakuntala is here and he has to go back. You see there, Kalidasa, he described in a beautiful way. I don't remember the verse. So Dushyanta Maharaja sits in the chariot and he is going towards the city. Charity is driving away from Kanva's place towards the city. But his mind is flowing towards Kanva's place, because Shakuntala, towards Shakuntala. His mind is like the flag.
Backward.
Going backward. So like that he describes. You all should study Sahityam. You all should study a lot of Sahityam, you should study. Shakuntala, you should study. All this you should study.
Yeah, only Sanskritam is the hurdle.
Yeah. For 3, 4, 5 years you have to study. You see, this is the way you have to study. First you have to study Sanskritam, Sahityam. Then Vyakaranam. And then some Mimamsa, Artha Sangraha, etc. And a little Tarka also. Gandhavati, Prithivi, what those people say, a little of that. And now, you have to study yoga, yoga darshanam, Patanjali yoga darshanam, and regularly practice yogasanas and pranayama, etc., and dhyanam. Then start atma bodha, study tattva bodha and atma bodha. You will be able to appreciate. So you give up all these things and directly go to atma bodha and say atma, brahma, etc. It becomes a kind of a sensation, nothing more than a sensation. You need this background. You see how they build a palace, first they put the foundation. This foundation must be there. Anyway, this is how they do in India. Here the Vedanta is more entertainment than anything else. Therefore, sapuchyalega. So no foundation is required, no yoga is required, no pranayama is required. Just you need a very well-equipped dining hall, you know, so that before and after study of Brahma Sutra, you can have some nice food before and after. And so, I'm saying like that, but the attraction for food is a very big thing in people's lives. It's a very big thing. Once we become victims of attraction for the food, we become sick. And then we need all kinds of medicines. Ayurveda, homeopathy, and allopathy, and this specialist, that specialist, then insurance. It's a path. Very painful part. Anyway, we are all in it. I don't know, you are all young people, you don't fall into that trap. I personally feel I am into it in a small way. I hope I will be able to come out of it. Because we eat a lot more food than we should really eat. That is how it becomes. People feed you and you go on eating. People feed you with love. And so you go on eating with love, and then you will need Ayurveda, allopathy, homeopathy, Yunani also you can include. And then you need all kinds of insurance policies here, in there, in India also, here also you need. people become insecure, you know. Once the body becomes a CPU, we become insecure. Very unfortunate state of affairs. Whole life is gone in taking care of the body only. Just taking care of the body. And occasionally, tatvamasi aham brahmasmi. Thoda idhar, thoda udhar. Doesn't serve any purpose. What do you mean by tatvamasi? Thou art that. Okay, then what? I say, what? People ask me also. In satsanga they ask, okay, I am that. Okay, then what? Then I say, first know that, then I will tell you what. Because if you know that, there will be no then what. Then what nahi rahega. That's why it is the highest. Then what, if it is there, how can that be highest? Something else will be higher than that, you know. So, anyway. Then, bhaga. Prati is a path. Yadatramam pratisyat taddiyatam. In this, whatever is there, mam pratisyat, towards me. Towards me means whatever is my path. Taddiyatam. That may be given to me. There, prati is used in the sense of bhaga. Vipsa. Vruksham vruksham pratisinchati. Vruksham vruksham anusinchati. Vruksham vruksham abhisinchati. Vruksham vruksham pratisinchati. Then pratinidhi, substitute. This is another special meaning for prati. Abhimanyu rajyunatah prati. So Abhimanyu is the substitute for Arjuna. In that sense is used. Pradyumno Vasudeva Tah Prati. Pradyumna is the substitute for Vasudeva. You see, this is all family history, like Vasudeva and his son Vasudeva, Sri Krishna. His son Pradyumna and his son Aniruddha. So Pradyumna is the substitute for Sri Krishna. Like that.
We use it also together, Swamiji, right? Prati Arjuna. Prati Arjuna, right? Abhimanyu is a Prati Arjuna.
Substitute for Arjuna.
Yeah, so we use it together as Prati and Arjuna.
Arjuna Taha. Tasil Pracheya. It will come.
Is it in Sanskrit used as Prati Arjuna? In Marathi we use it quite often, that Prati Arjuna.
Marathi Pracheya nahi hai. In Sanskrit you cannot say Prati Arjuna.
You cannot?
Yeah. Arjuna is a stem, you know. Pratipadika you cannot use. You have to put some prakriti, some pracheya and make it a word and use it. Apadanna prayunjita. Unless it is pada, you cannot use it. Suptingantam padam. Pratidana. Prati means pratidana. Means a kind of substitute. You give me this, I will give you that in return. Bartering. There prati is used. Tilebhyav prati yachyati maashan. Tilebhyav prati maashan yachyati. So in the place of tilas, he takes tilas and gives maashas. Tila is a sesame seeds. Maasha is black gram. So for gaining sesame seeds, he gives maasha. Tilebhyav prati maashan yachyati. There prati is in return. Badale in the top. Bhakta.
What is it? Kashika? Kashika it says.
Kashika is a Vyakarana text.
Oh, what
we
say?
That is.
Kashika might be quoting it as some examples for some sutras.
But if you look at Api and the way he has explored all the meanings, I mean, this is work done by Vimsan Shastri, or there is a text that he is referring and he is giving all the meanings?
I have a feeling there may be a text referring to all that, but this is very original work of Vimsan
Shastri.
Because
there are so many that he has gone through the language, almost everything he has presented.
First he goes to Amaranekhantu and takes all the meanings and then takes examples from the various sahityas.
Right.
Somebody else might have given also, but collating them in this way is a very original of Bhimasena Shastri. Bhimasena Shastri is a great scholar. I will put him in the top Vyakarana scholars. And our Kumpala Satyanarayana Shastri, he did not know about Bhimasena Shastri. we introduced, our Ravi introduced Bhimasena Shastri to him, and I also said Bhimasena Shastri. He said, who is that? You look into it, then you will know. Hindi is a problem for him, but still he looked into it. And he says, yes, yes, he is a great Shastri. He is saying means he himself is a great Shastri, that's why I said. శైఫాళీభ్యో దదుర్లాస్యం ప్రతి గంధాచ్చ మారుతాః. శైఫాళీభ్యో దదుర్లాస్యం ప్రతి గంధాచ్చ మారుతాః. మారుతాః మీన్స్ ద విండ్స్ టుక్ ద ఫ్రాగ్రెన్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ది ఫ్లవర్స్. వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ స్టేట్మెంట్. అండ్ ఇన్ రిటర్న్ గేవ్ డ్యాన్స్ టు దెమ్. Right? Because in the wind they dance. Took a gandha from them and gave dance in return to them. Therefore, the flowers received a dance from the wind and gave fragrance to the wind. How beautifully he said it. Yeah, that is why he is called poet. Then, prati also abhimukhya, in the meaning of abhi, abhimukhya, means facing towards. అగ్నిం ప్రతి శలభా పతంతి, లైక్ అగ్నిమభి, సేమ్ వే అగ్నిం ప్రతి. యు కెన్ డూ సమాస ఆల్సో, అభ్యగ్ని సేమ్ వే ప్రత్యగ్ని శలభా పతంతి. దెన్ కమ్స్ పరి. పరి ఇస్ నౌ వీఆర్ లుకింగ్ ఎట్ ఉపసర్గాస్ ప్రాదయ, విచ్ ఆర్ ఆల్వేస్ యూజ్డ్ యాజ్ ఉపసర్గాస్, but there are a few of them that can be used independently without being upasarga. That is the context, okay? So pari, one meaning is lakshana, means mark. Vruksham pari vidyotate vidyut. Another meaning is itham bhutakshyana sadhu devadatto mataram pari. Earlier we have seen it. Third meaning is bhaga. యదత్ర మాం పరిస్యాత్ తద్దీయతాం. మాం ప్రతిస్యాత్ వి హవ్ సీన్, నౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ పరిస్యాత్. దెన్ ఫోర్త్ మీనింగ్ ఈజ్ వృక్ష, వృక్షం వృక్షం వీప్స, వృక్షం వృక్షం పరిసించతి. త్రీ ఆఫ్టర్ త్రీ ఇన్ దట్ మీనింగ్ పరి ఈజ్ యూస్డ్. దెన్ మర్యాద. మర్యాద మీన్స్ ఎ లిమిట్ వితౌట్ ఇంక్లూడింగ్. లిమిట్ వితౌట్ ఇంక్లూడింగ్ ఈజ్ మర్యాద. పరి త్రిగర్తేభ్యో వృష్టో దేవ. ది గాడ్ గేవ్ రెయిన్ అప్ టు త్రిగర్త దేశ. బహువచనం మీన్స్ దేశ. త్రిగర్తేభ్య పరి, పరి కమ్స్ చతుర్థి విభక్తి కమ్స్. సో అప్ టు త్రిగర్త. త్రిగర్త ఇస్ ది నేమ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ రీజియన్. దిస్ సైంధవ ఇస్ ఫ్రమ్ త్రిగర్త దేశ.
They
fought Arjuna, right? They took away Arjuna from the field. Yeah. So Abhimanyu at that time came. Yeah. That is the Trigarta field fellows. That is the name of a place. Somewhere in Sindh or whatever. In North India. So up to that, Bhagavan gave rain. After that, there is no rain. Some desert area.
Sindhava, why they...
He is from Trigarta Desha.
The Saindhava is not from the sea but from the stone. That Saindhava,
Saindhava is the name of a warrior.
Warrior, not the Lavana.
Lavana is another meaning, but name of a warrior whom Arjuna killed in Mahabharata. Then another meaning is Pari means Dukkha. Parimlano Dhyayanaya. For Adhyayana, Mlanaha, his face is very dry, he has no blood in the face, and Pari means he is suffering. Pari Mlanaha, his face became withered for the sake of Adhyayana. You mention about the study, his face becomes withered. That is Pari Mlanaha Adhyayana.
In Parikrama, same Pari is the Parikrama.
Ah, Parikrama, same Pari.
What is that meaning, Swami?
There it is, Upasarga, you know. ఫర్ క్రము పాద విక్షేపే ఉపసర్గ వీఆర్ నాట్ లుకింగ్ వితౌట్ ది వెర్బ్
హియర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ జస్ట్ పరి
పరి ఓన్లీ
జస్ట్ పరి
పరి ఎవరి ఆల్ దీస్ వర్డ్స్ ఆర్ లైక్ దాట్ ఉపసర్గ ది మీనింగ్ అలాంగ్ విత్ ధాతు ఇట్ కమ్స్ దెన్ అప సో విత్ ధాతు అపగచ్చతి ఆల్ దోస్ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ డిఫరెంట్ అప సెపరేట్లీ ఇట్ కమ్స్ ఇన్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ మర్యాద లిమిట్ వితౌట్ ఇంక్లూడింగ్ దాట్ అపత్రిగర్తేభ్యో వృష్టో దేవః అగైన్ సే దెన్ అపపరీవర్జనే అప మీన్స్ గివింగ్ ఎక్సెప్ట్ దట్ ఇస్ ది మీనింగ్ వర్జన అపపరీవర్జనే అప అండ్ పరి ఇన్ ది మర్యాద మీనింగ్ దే ఆర్ యూస్డ్ పంచమ్యా పంచమ్యపాం పరిభిః దట్స్ వై పంచమీ విభక్తి కమ్స్ త్రిగర్తేభ్యః ఇస్ పంచమీ విభక్తి నాట్ చతుర్థీ విభక్తి అపపరి అప అండ్ పరి ఆంగ్ ఆల్సో పంచమీ విభక్తి కమ్స్ దెన్ ఉప ఉప వన్ మీనింగ్ ఈజ్ లెస్ ఉపహరిం సురాహ ది దేవతాస్ ఆర్ లెస్ దాన్ హరి హైరార్కి హరి ఇస్ ది హైయెస్ట్ దేవతాస్ ఆర్ లెస్ దాన్ దాట్ ఇసి ఇండియన్ సొసైటీ ఇస్ అ హైరార్కికల్ సొసైటీ hierarchy is fixed in everything so even now in Indian corporate scene hierarchy is always there and boss means boss all people follow him whereas here there is no hierarchy they say right I don't know here there is no hierarchy boss is boss so you are you and all people work together right but in India it is not like
Swami, the role based understanding of higher and lower is here but there is no identification that is lesser
but there
in India it is
hierarchy
defines the person only
there you see managers lunch room workers lunch room they are separate here it will be like that
no when it comes to lunch all are human that is understood
you see in fact officers lunch room is different managers different and I remember supervisors are there between officers and workers in between supervisors are there supervisors were demanding for a separate lunch room they don't want to eat with workers they want a separate lunch room the demand was there the demand was agreed it is given
the society here was like that or more than that prior to second world war
oh
the second world war is a great equator which put even the black and white divide when the black and white both fought on the war front they had to because of the demand of the nature of the job they had to give up these differences and they equated
nowadays in urban centers sir the brahmana kshatriya vaishya shudra divisions are gone
it helped
the village has such divisions brahmana kshatriya etc those divisions village has but in urban centers they are
gone change it again yeah
city leveling effect is there.
Leveling
but this is there officer manager
and another caste
another kind of caste yeah.
You want it
hierarchical society therefore in the religious context the human mind you know so devatas are all put hierarchical
even they are all
hari tat then in fact Madhvacharya goes to the extent of saying taratamya jnanan moksha
oh understanding these hierarchy is moksha
you get moksha by understanding the hierarchy he says that జ్ఞానాన్ మోక్ష బోలే తో ఈ శంకరా పీపుల్ యూ డోంట్ నో తారతమ్య జ్ఞానాన్ మోక్ష యూ నో ది డిస్టింక్షన్స్ క్లియర్లీ దట్ టేక్స్ యూ టు మోక్ష జ్ఞాన ఈజ్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ బట్ దిస్ ఇస్ ది జ్ఞాన జ్ఞాన ఆఫ్ తారతమ హరి సుప్రీం అండ్ దెన్ శివ సెకండ్ అండ్ దెన్ వాయు సెకండ్ నాట్ శివ వాయు సెకండ్ శివ సంథింగ్ ఎల్స్ and you know who is Madhvacharya in Vayu Savatara
and the all jivas special jivas the garuda yeah. and the what is the name of that
yes nitya suri
the vimana
that is ramanuja this is a different vayu దట్స్ వై హరి అలోన్ గివ్స్ మోక్ష, శివ కెనాట్ గివ్. అండ్ హరి గివ్స్ మోక్ష బేస్డ్ ఆన్ ది రికమెండేషన్ ఆఫ్ వాయు, అండ్ ఐఆమ్ వాయు అవతార. నౌ యు నో, నౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆల్ క్లియర్. ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ మోక్ష కమ్ అండ్ వాట్ ఏ హైరార్కీ ఇట్ ఈస్ అమేజింగ్. సో ఇన్ దట్ వే ఉపహరిం సురాహ, దేవతాస్ ఆర్ బిలో హరి, దేవతాస్ ఆర్ బిలో హరి. యు నో ఇన్ ది వైష్ణవాస్ దే కౌంట్ శివ అమాంగ్ దేవతాస్ బికాస్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ హీజ్ బిలో హరి. Amazing. Sometimes I wonder because I cannot relate to this taratamya, and I am a very uncertain person, unsure of myself, very meek, and so am I understanding correctly? I think so. Like that I just again, because what is all this? This kind of taratamya, etc. Hierarchical, hierarchy among devatas. These people fix those hierarchies. And among devatas, again, deva. Then upadeva are there. Upa, upa, this is upa? Yeah, upa. They are called upadeva. You know upadevas, who are upadeva? Gandharva, Apsarasa, Siddha, Sadhya, Charana. These are all upadeva. That is the word. Upa means less than devas. ఉపకులపతి, కులపతి ఉపకులపతి, ప్రధాని ఉప ప్రధాని, దట్ ఉప, దట్ ఇది ఉప. ఓకే, సో లెట్ అస్ ఫినిష్ దిస్ ఉప. శక్రాదయ ఉప అచ్యుతం, సో శక్రాదయ అచ్యుతం ఉప. వెరెవర్ ఉప కమ్స్ ద్వితీయ విభక్తి కమ్స్ కర్మ ప్రవచనీయ సంజ్ఞ ఇస్తే. సో ది దేవతాస్ ఆర్ ఇన్ఫీరియర్ లెస్ దాన్ అచ్యుత. ఉప పరార్థే హరేర్ గుణాః, సో ఉపా మీన్స్ అధిక ఆల్సో హయ్యర్, ఉపా మీన్స్ లోవర్, ఉపా మీన్స్ హయ్యర్. పరార్థే ఉప హయ్యర్ దాన్ పరార్థ హరే గుణ. శ్రీహరి హ్యాస్ గుణాస్, హౌ మెనీ గుణాస్ హీ హ్యాస్? ఇస్ ఇట్ గుణాస్ ఆర్ సపోజ్ యూ హ్యావ్ పెన్స్ ఇన్ యువర్ పాకెట్, హౌ మెనీ పెన్స్ యూ హ్యావ్? టూ పెన్స్, త్రీ పెన్స్, ఫోర్, లైక్ దట్ యూ కౌంట్ గుణ. హౌ కెన్ యూ కౌంట్? బట్ స్టిల్ యూ కెన్ కౌంట్, యూ నో. సో దే కౌంట్. ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఇన్ గీత, భక్త గుణాస్, భక్త లక్షణాస్ ఆర్ 33. ఇన్ 8 వెర్సెస్ 33 లక్షణాస్ ఆర్ టోల్ సమ్ కౌంట్. సో లైక్ దట్ హరి ఇస్ గుణ, హౌ మెనీ గుణాస్ హి హాస్? శంకరాస్ హాస్ నిర్గుణ, బట్ దే డోంట్ వాంట్ నిర్గుణ, దే వాంట్ సకల కళ్యాణ గుణ గణాలయ. ఈజ్ ది సకల కళ్యాణ గుణ గణాలయ. సో ఆల్ కళ్యాణ గుణాస్, హౌ మెనీ? హయ్యర్ దాన్ పరార్థ, higher than parartha. You know how much is parartha? 2.16 billion. That is the parartha.
That's the largest number they knew, right?
No, parartha, artha is, para is there, you know, parartha, half of para.
Half of para.
Para is
4.32
is para. 4.32 billion,
billion
is para. And half of that.
One
cycle like that. And that is nothing. It's a small number. Ayutancha prayutancha arbudancha nyarbudancha parardhancha parancha. Like that list is there. They know. Up to 10 to the power of 20 they know.
What was the name of the named?
They have given a name.
Tends to something.
Mahasamudra or something.
Mahasamudra.
Something like that they give. Highest name is there.
I mean, not that they know the number. They know it is infinite, but
they gave a number.
Named
Some 10 to the power of 27, etc. They have named it. Yasmadadhikam yasya cheshvara vachanam tatra sattami. So, సప్తమి విభక్తి కమ్స్ వేర్ అధికా ఇస్తే. ఉపపరార్థే హరేర్ గుణాః, దట్ ఈస్ హౌ సప్తమి విభక్తి కేమ్ ఫర్ పరార్థ. విల్ కంప్లీట్ ఇట్ లేటర్. నెక్స్ట్ వేర్ కమింగ్ టు సూత్ర ఆల్సో.
వై
ప్రథమ పరార్ధ ద్వితీయ పరార్ధ సంకల్ప యుసే ద్వితీయ పరార్ధ శ్వేతవరా ద్వితీయ పరార్ధే శ్వేతవరాహ కల్పే ఇస్ లైఫ్ ఇస్ డివైడెడ్ ఇన్ టూ యూనిట్స్ ఫస్ట్ 50 ఇయర్స్ అండ్ సెకండ్ 50 ఇయర్స్ నౌ వీఆర్ ఇన్ ది సెకండ్ 50 ఇయర్స్ ఆఫ్ దర్ మదర్
ఓ దాట్ ఈస్ హౌ పరార్ధ